I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the last week, Pakistan has seen a market bombing, bus shooting, and a foiled passenger train bombing. The target? Religious minorities. But Bruce Allen with FMI says this weekend, despite the risk of persecution, FMI-supported churches are celebrating the victory of the cross. But on this Good Friday, Allen's asking for prayer.
You know, it's during this very week, what we call Holy Week today, that Jesus instructs his first disciples about terrorism, injustice, and imminent persecution, and yet he encourages them with the conclusion that they should be at peace and be of good cheer because he's greater than any evil in the world. We want to pray for the Christians in Pakistan that they would be filled with that peace, that courage, that hope.
And today is Good Friday. While the specific date changes from year to year, the meaning never does. Good Friday represents when Jesus suffered and died to save mankind from the punishment of sin. According to Set Free Ministries' Dean Vandermeer, Christ's motive on the cross should be ours too.
That's chesed love, laying your life down for others. And so if we're going to actually follow the Master, are we willing to lay our lives down for others? Are we willing to lay our agendas down? Because if you're not willing, then you're not going to experience what God has desired in chesed love.
Chesed love in a North American context probably won't involve physical death. However, it does mean showing grace and mercy to people who don't deserve it. Set Free Ministries can help you extend chesed love to people who've hurt you. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.